Good morning. We're continuing the halachas of the dalaminim during the Shemitah year, and we discussed the esrog and the lulav, and we have left to discuss the hadasim. So the Yerushalmi raises a question, something which its benefit, it is not made for achila, its benefit is reach, it's to be able, you smell it, is it, does that have a din of Shemitah on it? We said that the wood which grows, the standard wood which grows, does not have a din of Shemitah on it, because it's not hinosin of beer and shava. A reach is, there's no beer on it, it's not consumed. So it's not doimah to achila in that regard. The starting point was, the pasuk says, lo achlo. So we look at achlo as a paradigm for the various different types of benefit that you can get from produce. So this is not doimah to achil in the fact that it's not consumed at all. On the other hand, it's doimah to achil, it's that it's not that it's consumed first and then you get the benefit. The benefit is available while you're using it, as opposed to afterwards. Yerushalmi has a suffix whether there is a din of Shemitah on something which is made for Reach. Now, so that would argue that we pass in halacha l'maisa that it's a suffix, and therefore one should be machmer to say that the din of Shemitah applies to items which their purpose is for Reach, the din of Shemitah applies. So that would theoretically argue that there should be a din of Shemitah on hadasim, which come from Eretz Yisrael. What would that mean practically? There's no din beer, because it's not kolam the chai minasoda. It remains in the field. So there's no din beer on it. There's no zman beer on hadasim. So there would be no loch of zman beer. Would not be able to do business with them. In general, many people get their hadasim as part of their set. So the concept of havlah that we spoke about, that you pay for it in conjunction with the other items, that would clearly work for the hadasim. If a person would buy hadasim separately, you would have the concern of schara business purposes. And you do have the loch of hefs, and you can't waste them, you can't throw them out afterwards. So that it's assuming that there would be a din of shemitah in regards to hadasim. However, there are two arguments to say not like that. One is specific to the hadasim, because since we plant hadasim for the purpose of using them for mitzvahs, the orchards, the groves which grow hadasim, grow them for the purpose of using them for mitzvah. So they're not actually grown for the purpose of using them for smell. So that would take them out of the question of the Yerushalmi. And this is the opinion of many poskim, Shlomo Zalman and others, that since it is planted for the purpose of using it for a mitzvah and not for the purpose of using it for smell, so the din of shemitah doesn't apply to it. So that's a specific argument in regards to hadasim. There are some poskim actually apply that argument in regards to lulav as well, that the purpose of a lulav, even if we discussed before by lulav, there's an added argument that the trees which are used for lulavim, again, are cultivated for the purpose of using for lulavim, and so they're planted the tzarech mitzvah, not for other purposes. So there would not be a din of shemitah on them. Second argument is, in the Yerushalmi source itself, it seems to be that it's not talking about something which is just used for smell, but something which is more used for it. Lashon is psamim. Psamim was used in the Lashon of Chazal to refer to spices which are used for food. So arguably, maybe the Yerushalmi only means cases where, since it's going to be used for adding flavor, and it's not used to be consumed itself, it's not to be eaten, but eventually it is used as part of a food. So it goes into lo'achla mitzadat. Or do we argue that since it's not really there, its purpose is not to be eaten, it isn't the consumption which a person is interested in, it's the flavor that it adds, the smell that it adds, and maybe that's the suffix of the Yerushalmi. So arguably, something which is just used for smell alone, maybe the Yerushalmi never contemplated the possibility of Shemitah applying to it. Regards to flowers, a person has flowers that they beautify their home with. Does the halacha of Shemitah apply to flowers? They're not eaten. So flowers which have a reach, which have a smell, the assumption is, we're machmer, that the Yerushalmi does apply to that, and therefore the Dinei Shemitah would apply to the flowers. So you cannot be mafsa them. You can't throw them out after Shabbos. You'd have to wait till they become totally not usable before you would be able to discard them. So that's a practical issue in regards to flowers. Flowers which do not have any reyach, the din of Shemitah does not apply to. I want to correct one thing I said in one of the earlier shiurim. The definition of the year of Shemitah, we said for trees, is based on the year of Chanota, the time that it starts to bud into a fruit. For your ruckus, it depends on the year of Lakita, the year that it was picked. Grains, however, I lumped grains together with your ruckus, and that is incorrect. That was incorrect. The correct din for grains is the year that it grows a third of its total growth. So if it grew a third of its total growth, for example, in the sixth year, it is a sixth year produce. If it grew a total of the first third of its growth, Mishavir Shlish, when it grows a third of its growth, in the seventh year only, it only reached that stage in the seventh year, it's considered a Shemitah produce. Does not depend on when it's harvested, does not depend on when it buds, it depends on when it grows a third of its full growth. That first third will define what type of a year or Shemitah year, whether it's a Shemitah year or not, a non-Shemitah year. For that's the purpose of grains, zroyim, which plants which you consume the seed as opposed to plants where you consume the actual plant itself, which are your ruckus. With this, we conclude our discussion of the Shemitah in regards to the Dalet Minim, Bez Hashem. Next year, we will go back to our regular Chayodim Shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.